Leah Blue, and this is Double Stack, where you'll discover a radically more profitable approach to web design and digital marketing. The old school web agency model is outdated and no longer enough. Today, you're expected to have both the marketing stack, so you know what to do, and the tech stack to pull it off. If you're a web designer, Double Stack is the new way to make six figures working out of your house with a laptop. All of this is totally free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. I talk a lot about lead generation for web design and digital marketing and how to find higher paying clients and how to get recurring revenue from each of those clients. And I've been working with Christopher for the last 8 weeks. And in less than 2 months, he's brought in over $60,000 of new business. And that's on top of what he was doing before. So now he's got $70,000, $80,000 worth of business to deal with. And so if you're in a situation like that, it's natural to think, should I hire somebody? Like, how do I know when and how to hire my first employee? So for me, let's talk about three things, actually. Let's talk about like the right time to hire an employee and then two times when it's not the right time to hire an employee. And it might even be more important to know when not to do it so that you can avoid the heartache and the stress of having to bring somebody on and then having to let them go. So for me, the difference between like the way that I know that it's the right time to hire an employee comes down to one thing, and it's recognizing the difference between a workload problem and a workflow problem in your business. A workload problem feels like this. It's like, man, my inbox is overflowing. My phone is ringing all the time. Everybody's asking me to do everything all the time. I'm stretched so thin. I think I might snap. Oh my gosh, I need some help. And then you feel like, oh, if I could just clone myself, that would really solve my workload problem. A workflow problem has three characteristics that separate it from the workload problem. The three characteristics are, one, it's a defined portion of your business. Two, it's something that you plan to stick with for a long time. And three, if the business were to grow and be more successful, the problem would hopefully get worse. And so in the last time that I was involved with hiring people was with our WordPress e-commerce plugin. In the beginning, it's just me writing the plugin, doing all the coding and everything, and also handling all the support. As more and more people started to use the plugin, more questions were coming in, and the support load was increasing to the point where I thought, well, I can't answer all of these questions in a timely manner while also writing all the code. And so I recognized I had a workflow problem because it was a defined portion of the business. It was something that I planned to stick with for a long time. Like, you always have to do good support. And hopefully as more and more people, you know, start selling stuff online with our plugin, more people will be asking about how to get stuff done. So like the problem will escalate as time goes on if things continue to go in a good direction. And so that meant I only had to do two things. Thing number one is document the technical side of what somebody needed to do, basically document how the help desk works. And then thing number two, create like a big knowledge base, like an FAQ list of the questions that people normally ask so that I could bring in an employee, train the person on how to answer the right questions, and then they're off and running. So it's like a very well-defined thing that I plan to stick with for a long time. And hopefully as more and more people start to use our system, that person will have more and more things to do and we can actually scale out that business. And it wasn't me trying to duplicate myself, because hopefully you hire someone who's better than you, right? Like, hire somebody that can do that thing even better than you. Have more patience, be nicer, you know, be able to write more clearly, answer all the questions, all that stuff. Well, then I could go in and focus on the development and the coding side of things. And so that's how I recognize it. Does that make sense? If that makes sense, go ahead and give me a thumbs up so I know you can tell that you're kind of following along with me with the difference between a workload issue and a workflow issue. And also, whenever I get a thumbs up, I always think to myself, oh, that's great. And I always smile. And so you can be thinking, hey, here's a smile for you, Lee, right from me. Okay, so that's the way that I feel like it's the best way to hire employees. That's how I know when it's time, those three issues. Well, the two times where it's a bad time to hire an employee is it's kind of like if you have the workload problem where you're just feeling stretched so thin, you're probably going to snap, and it's like you're just getting pulled in all these different directions, and it feels like there's a lot of chaos, and you think, if I could just clone myself, then I could get more done. Maybe I can hire another me. Well, if that's the mentality behind it, in my experience, that almost always ends in disaster, because it's unfair and unrealistic to expect to be able to hire someone who's going to be even close to as good at being you as you are, right? So it's like, that almost never works. Another time, though, when it's not such a great idea to hire employees is when you're trying to staff a project, right? Because like, if you land a really big project and you think, oh, wow, this is going to take me 6 months to do all this work and whatever, I need some extra help. And so you hire someone to help staff the project. Well, what I found is for smaller agencies, like if it's just like you and like two or three other people, it's really hard to both be working on the project and also scouting for the next project at the same time. So what oftentimes will happen is the big project ends, and then you can have as much as like a 6-month lull between the end of the project that you were just working on before you find your next one. And you think, well, what am I supposed to do with this employee during that lull? And it's like, that's really stressful. And you have to deal with the heartache of maybe having to let the person go for doing a good job, right? Like they finished the project and did a great job, but we just don't have the next one lined up. And so it's just a mess. So those are the two things where I feel like it's a bad idea to hire employees. Like if you're trying to just clone yourself or if you're trying to staff projects. And it's particularly challenging with the traditional web agency model where almost everything is project driven. Because like in a traditional agency, you have like this project driven workflow. The business owner tends to be super busy, so it's hard to even train an employee if you had to. Clients tend to want access directly to the business owner. So even if you were to hire somebody else, they don't really want to talk to that person. They want to talk to you. Every project has really thin margins, so it's hard to be able to pay the employee a lot. And every project is different. So it's like it's hard to even have the expectation that the employee can do all the same stuff that you can do. And so it's like the employee's job description is changing on a project by project basis, which is really stressful for them and kind of even unfair to them. So like that's why it's really hard to staff a traditional web agency. So my recommendation is, at least in part, shift some of the business over to a solution first agency. And I'll put a link in the description so you can see like a whole 45-minute workshop on how a solution first agency works. But check that out because I think that'll make a lot of sense. But also check out this next video over here and I'll show you how like I like to sell websites to people. So if you've been wondering like how do I sell websites to local businesses in a way that's kind of reproducible like this so that you can hire employees to kind of scale it up, check out this next video because I think web design has totally changed and I put this video together to show you exactly how. All right, I'll see you over there. If you like this, head over to doublestack.net and check out our free video workshop on high-ticket web design. You can even schedule a call to talk to me personally about how to win more clients at higher prices. Head over to doublestack.net and let's take the next step for your business together.